Welcome to Rock Music Report. This tape will inform you as a parent about the messages and the people in rock music today. It will also give you some constructive ideas for dealing with rock music and your children. Before we proceed, be advised that this tape is for adults. Please listen to the tape yourself before you decide to give it to your children. And now, Rock Music Report.
Was Fugazi's Waiting Room off their first album, EP, 13 Songs. That was way back in the days, 1989? Long, long, long time ago. I am DJ Jazzy Jimmy. Welcome to the Art in Deep Coma podcast number 20. I am picking up where I left off 4 years ago, November of 2007, when I opened with Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio. I think I had just bought a record player too, and I was showing off, so I was playing quite a few stuff on vinyl. And I still have it this summer. It's just not all connected. I might eventually connect it and all that shit. So anyhow, welcome. It's been 4 years. It's 2011, the end of 2011, actually, and I don't know why I decided to do this again. I stopped because it was just really time-consuming, and I would do these on Saturday mornings, actually. I would record these, and it would just be, it was just time-consuming, and I just stopped doing it. I even stopped blogging, but yada yada. Now here I am, back with all this bullshit. Let's see how long this sticks. Anyhow, I'm going to play some tunes for you. I'm going to read to you. I don't know. Just try and inject some culture. yeah, that's highfalutin. I'm going to inject culture. Yeah, I'm actually going to bring down culture and, you know, celebrate Newton's second law of thermodynamics, which basically says that everything tends towards disorder and chaos. And I'm rooting for chaos, you know me. Anyhow, so I'm going to start with some tunes here, and I might actually get good at this. So let's listen to Heartbeat by Annie. Little bubblegum, a little Prozac with some, you know, just some forlornness, some sadness right underneath the surface, which is always good for you, right? Anyhow, so here's Annie.
There was a time everybody was around and I was dancing with you. We all went down to the party Friday night and had a drink there or two.
To the beat. can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Eat your heart.
Doesn't that bring back memories? That was Laska with Stutter, a nice little ditty about impotent men. Before that was PJ Harvey's Can't Hardly Wait. Most people will probably have heard Juliet Lewis sing that song in that movie Strange Day back in the 90s, which is evidently where my head is stuck in. Before that was Chibo Motto with a cover of Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, as sung in French, which is beautiful. And to lead off that set was Annie's Heartbeat. Undoubtedly, what is thus palpitating in the depths of my being must be the image, the visual memory which, being linked to that taste, has tried to follow it into my conscious mind. But its struggles are too far off, too much confused. Scarcely can I perceive the colorless reflection in which are blended the uncapturable whirling medley of radiant hues, and I cannot distinguish its form, cannot invite it, as the one possible interpreter to translate to me the evidence of its contemporary, its inseparable paramour, the taste of cake soaked in tea, cannot ask it to inform me what special circumstance is in question of what period in my past life. Gotta love Proust, don't you? Okay, let's get a little Nelly. Here's some Limp Wrist.
Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. Down on my knees, I'm gonna take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a prayer, your voice can take you there.
Just like a child, you whisper softly to me. You're in control just like a child. Now I'm dancing, I hear your voice. Just like an angel sighing, I hear your voice, I hear your voice.
Thank you. no show, but if you catch my eye, you better know that I'm getting girls to what I please, cause I'm nothing but a cunt. Fill you up with bullshit, lead you on to nothing, fill your head with lies and anything. Catch you where I want, down on your knees, cause I'm nothing but a cunt. Got a lot of girls trying to pass my test, and yeah, what I need, and I throw away the rest. And I always come back, cause they're so fucking dumb. Tell you, baby, I'm number one. Think you're really something, think you're really special. For what I do to you, I should burn in hell. Cause I suck at drugs, but the birds and the bees, cause I'm nothing but a cunt. Got a lot of girls trying to pass my test, yeah. What I need, and I'll throw away the rest. They always come back because they're so fucking dumb. Tell you, baby, I'm a good one. Think you're really something, think you're really special.
That was Pussy Galore with Cunt Tease. Before that was Crocodiles with their cover of Alton Montello's Jet Boy, Jet Girl. Before that was Fagatron with their cover of Madonna's Like a Prayer. And to start off the set was Limp Wrist with I Love Hardcore Boys. I love that Pussy Galore song, Cunt Tease. Especially that part in the middle when Julie Kaffritz just yells out, "What's the matter, faggot? You don't like girls? So fuck you." That's just, I don't know, that just makes me giggle each time I hear it. Like a fucking Catholic schoolgirl who gets de-virginized for the very first time. So, it's been 6 months since I stopped smoking. Give or take a couple of weeks. So, 6 months-ish since I stopped smoking. And it's been interesting. There are some things that they don't tell you. I mean, I knew about the whole, you know, I'm going to become like a bloated whale. I sort of expected that, even though that just hit me like a ton of bricks also. You know, but there are other things they don't tell you, like, it really fucks up with your emotions. It just completely fucks it up. That's why back in November, my favorite greeting to people, you know, they would ask me, "Oh, how are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, fortunately, I couldn't afford the rope to make the noose to hang myself with, so here I am." Which is actually really depressing. I mean, I totally realize that, but, you know, hopefully my delivery, my sardonic wit, would make it, "Oh, ha, ha, ha," you know, whatever. So people all across the country probably think I, like, completely lose my mind, which I did. One thing it did was all of the rage that I had as a teenager, as a high schooler, just came rushing back. Like, I thought I had mellowed down a little bit. Like, I wasn't really rage driving anymore. I was just more resigned to my fate, as it were. But once I stopped smoking, just all of the rage just came back. You know, I'm hurling expletives left and right, even more than I, you know, usually do. And there were times when I was afraid that I might actually beat people. Thankfully, I didn't. Haven't been arrested or nothing like that. But it's just made me psychic, just emotionally on the edge. A woman on the edge, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm still going through peaks and valleys. And one thing I really hate one thing I just hate, it just annoys me, is when people tell me, oh, congratulations. Because really, I feel like a loser. I feel like one of these dipshit, sanctimonious asswipes who are like, oh, smoking's bad for you. I really wanted to strangle them, and now I've become one of them, so I've just been really, really bitter about it. But, not all is bad. Like, the fact that every 5 minutes I don't have to go and light up a cigarette, I mean, that's nice. I don't smell like cigarettes anymore, which is nice. I think those are the only positives, really. I can't think of any other positives. I guess I have more money in my pocket because I'm not buying cigarettes. I guess that's good. I never really cared about my health. Because I figure, why the hell do I want to prolong my life when, you know, I sort of want to get out of here as soon as I can. So, I don't know. Whatever. So anyhow, let's get back to more tunes. I think I'm feeling a little more industrially. Let's get really high schooly. So here's some Skinny Puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Coil with Tainted Love. It's a must-see video. Like, seriously, go to YouTube, look it up. It's must-see. It's just absolutely dark. Yes, dark is probably the right word to call it. Anyhow. Before that was Susie and the Banshees with Overground from the Peel Sessions. And before that was Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds. And open up that set was Skinny Puppy with Spasmolytic. I think this is good enough. I mean, I've done ranting. I don't know what else to say. I think this is a nice little set of tunes. I can't do that 2-hour podcast anymore. That's just way too much. So we'll just keep it about an hour or so. So here are songs that I might have would have played. But I didn't. See, I actually have a list. I probably would have played Shellac Copper, Mile Markers Installment Plan, Sufjan Stevens' I Walked. Ooh, see, that's sort of a newish song. I'm so proud of myself. Morrissey's Suede Head. Let's see. Is that it? Oh, Shushu's Dear God, I Hate Myself. You know, because I'm all about uplifting people right now. So, anyhow. So I guess this last song will be Unwound. We'll make Unwound obligatory here in this very, very, the very, very last song to take us out. It's a song that's very, very appropriate for the days we live in, you know, with, you know, government oppression, all that nonsense, blah, 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 occupy this, occupy that, you know, drum circle this, let's smoke pot in public there, you know, let's get pepper sprayed, just that whole thing, you know, just whatever chaos, this chaotic world we live in, it's just a complete mess. I, for one, root for complete chaos, and no lie, when the Occupy LA camp was being ready to be busted down, I was there rooting for the pepper spray. I wanted to see that cannon at work just go, shh, you know, right into the protesters' eyes. In the end, it was a totally milquetoast riot. It wasn't even a riot. Lakers fans do a better job at rioting. That's why you can never trust hippies with anything. And if we recall, the hippies back in the late 60s, what did they turn out to be? Yuppies. I mean, they're sort of the reason we're in this whole economic mess. Selfish bastards. So fuck them. Fuck the hippies. Like I said, my teenage angst has paid off well. Now I'm bored and old. Anyhow, blah, 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 blah. If you want to hear anything on this stupid little podcast, sorry if you just want to say how much I suck, how much I should die, any other death threats, you know, love letters, combination of both, if you're into Dennis Cooper and all that, you know, that's a possibility. Anything weird, you know, sadistic, whatever, I'm all for that, you know. So you can email me at jimmybramlett79@gmail.com. jimmybramlett79@gmail.com. So I think I will take this time. Bid you adieu. So here is, you know, I go describing what Unwound song I'm going to be playing. I don't even give you the name. It's called MK Ultra. It's on, what is this song on? It's on a single History, I know that, but I don't know what single or 7-inch it was on before that. Whatever. Look it up. That's why God invented Google. So, take it easy. Don't get into trouble. Just fuck, fuck, fuck like mad. And don't let this Christmas spirit bullshit inundate your soul. If we do, we're going to have to start performing exorcisms out there. So anyhow, here's Unwound. MK Ultra, see ya.